This is Meditation Without the BS, written by Vincent Okonjo, read for you by Teresa Brennan. Introduction. Why you're reading this book again? You picked this up because something didn't work the last time, or the last three times. You bought the app, you tried the cushion, you sat through the 10-day course your cousin recommended, and somewhere between week 2 and week 6, the whole thing slid off the edge of your life like a wet plate off a counter. You are not alone, and you are not a failure. You are, in fact, in the statistical majority. The numbers on meditation retention are bad. A 2018 survey published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that of the people who try meditation, fewer than 1 in 5 are still practicing 6 months later. Apps do not help with this as much as their marketing suggests. The honest internal data from the largest mindfulness apps, occasionally leaked or discussed at industry conferences, shows that the median user opens the app 5 to 7 times and then never returns. The median paid subscriber lasts about 3 months before churn. These numbers are not a verdict on meditation. They are a verdict on how meditation is currently being sold and taught in the English-speaking world. The dominant model. Pull out your phone, listen to a voice tell you to breathe, do this for 10 minutes. Feel calmer was designed for engagement metrics, not for the development of a contemplative life. It is the McDonald's of an enormous and ancient cuisine, and like McDonald's, it works fine for an emergency snack and very badly as a daily diet. I want to be careful with the McDonald's metaphor because I am not here to sneer at the apps. They have brought millions of people into the door of a practice that used to be locked away in monasteries and graduate-level seminars. That is a real and good thing, but the door is not the room, and most people are quitting because they confused the door for the room, didn't find the room, and decided the whole house was a scam. This book is the room. A word about who I am, because you should know who is telling you these things before you keep reading. My name is Vincent Okonjo. I taught religious studies at a mid-sized state university for 21 years, with a specialization in comparative contemplative traditions. I read Sanskrit slowly, Pali a little faster, and modern Tibetan with help. I have been to long retreats in 3 traditions and short retreats in 4 more. I am not a monk. I am not a guru. I do not have a brand color or a podcast network. I am a guy in his mid-50s who got tired of watching smart, sincere people get hurt or grifted by bad teachers and bad books, and who decided to leave academia early to teach in plain rooms with folding chairs. I have my biases, and I will name them as we go. I am suspicious of any teacher who lives on donations and drives a Tesla. I am suspicious of any tradition that says you cannot question it. I am suspicious of any practice that promises to fix you in 8 weeks. I am also suspicious of the opposite, the cynical reductionists who think that because the brain is meat, the contemplative traditions are nothing but a clever way to nap with extra steps. Both camps are wrong. The middle is more interesting and harder to sell. Here is what this book will and will not do. It will not give you a 30-day plan. The 30-day plan format has done more damage to contemplative practice than any other single thing in the last 15 years. And I will explain why in Chapter 2. It will not tell you that meditation is for everyone. It is not. There are people for whom intensive contemplative practice is actively harmful. People in active trauma. People with certain psychiatric conditions. People in the middle of grief that has not had room to breathe. We will discuss when not to meditate, which is a topic almost no other book on the subject takes seriously. It will not tell you that there is one correct meditation. The traditions disagree with each other, often sharply, and the honest move is to lay out the disagreements and let you choose rather than smuggling one school's assumptions in under the label of science. What it will do is give you a working map of the major contemplative traditions, an honest assessment of each, a frank account of the bad teachers and bad books in the field, and a realistic picture of what a sustainable practice looks like over months, years, and decades, not weeks. We will spend time with the Buddhist traditions, Theravada and Vipassana, Zen, Tibetan analytical, because they have the most developed technical vocabulary for what happens inside a meditating mind. We will spend time with the secular adaptations because that is probably where you started, and we need to be honest about what those adaptations